You're on 981 2NM, the Upper Hunter by-election. Well, it's starting to warm up and we have a new Nationals candidate. He's joined us in the studio this morning, David Lazell. David, how you doing?
Yeah, great, thanks, Bear. It's great to be here.
Mates, can you just give us the 60-second bio on David Lazell?
Oh, look, David Lazell's come over here from Dungog and really works in construction all my life. So I love that industry and I love working with people and creating things. And I guess that's what's led me now to advocate for local community issues to the government. And that now led me into the New South Wales Nationals. And then there's only this amazing journey that started a week ago for me into now as candidate for the Upper Hunter.
David, have you always wanted to get into politics?
Look, I've been involved in issues right from my university days. I was involved in university politics a little bit. But look, it's pretty nasty in university politics. So I thought, I thought this is not for me. No way did I think I would get into it later in life. But once you actually bring up a family and you've made your home, there's always local issues that you're fighting for, whether it's fighting to improve a sports ground or fighting for better infrastructure.
Yep.
You get involved in these issues and you realise that unless you've got good people sort of, you know, calling out, flying the flag, these projects don't get heard and they don't get done. So so that got me involved in the New South Wales Nationals and then, here I am.
You mentioned you're a family man, kids. How old, if you don't mind me asking?
I have a 15-year-old, I have a 13-year-old and I have twins at five.
Now, a lot of people are saying, why on earth when you've got a couple of teenagers would you get into politics at the same time? And I guess the answer is because politics is easier than bringing up teenagers.
Absolutely. You should be in my household. My goodness, there is some pretty tough sort of discussions that happen there, but no, they're great kids and I love spending time with them and everything like that. And
well, say goodbye to that now.
Yeah, exactly. But I know that the twins are now five. They've started school. And for me, if this opportunity occurred 3 years ago, I would have said no.
Yeah.
Because you just can't. But they started school. They're finding their own little feet now. And, my wife's got the household under control. So now is a good time for me to step up and take this opportunity.
David, you're in an interesting space. I will describe Michael Johnson as your predecessor because he was the Nationals candidate for the region. He left a legacy behind, both good and bad. We know about the recent issues that caused him to step down, but also a legacy of getting things done around the Hunter Valley. Do you embrace or reject the legacy of Michael Johnson in your position?
Yeah, of course. Look, the New South Wales Nationals have done some great work all over the state, and that is because there's been a very strong economy, and we've managed our way through COVID. And because of that strong economy, we're now putting money back into our communities.
Yep.
So the Upper Hunter has been a great beneficiary of some of those projects. There's a lot more to do. I embrace, I guess, what the New South Wales government has done.
Yep. A lot of people talk about the bypass for Singleton. It's probably the biggest hot button subject for everybody around here.
Yeah.
And a bypass plan has been offered up and rejected by a lot of locals. What do you think about that?
Yeah, look, this was a project that I spoke in depth with the Mayor, Sue Moore, just a couple of days ago.
She's not happy about it.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. Yeah. And so we're working with with her and the council to look at improving that design. Now, I'm in construction, so I actually love getting my hands into this sort of stuff. And I'm looking forward to being able to do that. We had the Minister for Roads up yesterday, and I was in his ear about it, saying, look, we've got to sort out these problems.
Yep.
You're not getting the right information. But I've now spent some time with Sue, and Sue was there as well, and we had a really good discussion about what we actually want.
Yeah.
And he's going to take that information back down to Sydney and talk to the department, and hopefully we'll get some results focused on the interchange.
I'm stepping over the boundary when I say if you do get elected and you can affect some great change for bypasses for both Singleton and Muswellbrook, then you would go a long way to being re-elected. You would appreciate that, surely.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm focused on those at the moment. And I'm hoping that we can get some traction with those particular issues. And the most important thing for me at the moment is that I get around. I've got two ears. I've got one mouth. And I need to listen a lot at the moment. understand the problems,
yep.
and then actually go and talk to everyone, understand what they want.
Yeah.
Because that there's a lot of sort of different things people want associated with these projects. But I think by talking to the mayors, by talking to the councils, by talking to the Chamber of Commerce, you can get a good feel of what they actually want, both with the Singleton bypass and the Muswellbrook bypass.
David, just finally, should you find yourself in the fortunate position of representing the people of the Upper Hunter in Parliament, do you think it would be respectful, perhaps given what's happened recently, to not take your mobile phone into Parliament House?
I can guarantee the standard that I will hold in Parliament House will be a lot higher than anything that's come before me.
Excellent. Yeah. Thank you very much, David Lazell. Good luck, and I'm sure we will speak again before election time.
Great to be here, Bear. Thanks a lot.